Sam's, can I help you?
Yeah, is Andrew in?
Yes, Maris is speaking.
It's Ruben.
1 second.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey Andrew, it's Ruben.
Ruben!
How you doing?
You're a busy guy, I'm okay. Hey, I have a customer who I think you might be able to help. It's a huge customer. He has about 50 restaurants, and he's opening he opens tons and tons of chains. I already did like 3 with him, and then I just found out that he has like he uses a local guy for all his the capital needs.
Okay.
And I think you might be able to compete with him. I already told him that, you might be able to help him.
Okay.
So I'm gonna send you an email with this information.
Okay.
They have it's like a family business. The daughter, she's the one who controls like all the she makes the decision on all the who to use as far as financing goes. I'm gonna send you her information.
Okay.
And then, if you can just call and introduce yourself, I already told them that you'll be calling, so I just want to see
how much money are they looking for?
The one that I've done through another financing company, they got about 150.
Can I ask the company that you worked with? So we work with some brokers. Is it called Ascentium Capital?
Ascentium. Yeah. That's the one.
Okay. Yeah, good company. I actually know who they are. Good company, but I think sometimes people reach their limits. So I'll be more than happy to talk to your customer.
Do you think this is something that you guys can do, or?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Ascentium's a good company. We've got comparable programs. I think I'm more than happy to talk to customer and see what their needs are. Absolutely. Not a problem.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we might be able to come up with something that's more competitive. Otherwise, there's really no, I'm trying to impress the customer with. So help me out, okay?
So how much did the customer fund with you last time? 150, you said?
Yeah, about 150.
And this is now they're looking for another 150?
No, they have we already opened 3 restaurants for them. They have 5 more going on. And each one of them needs financing. So
is the person that you worked with, are they a broker of Ascentium's, or do they work with them directly?
No. I just found out that they use what was the company, Acern or whatever.
Ascentium.
Ascentium. Yeah, I just found out that they use them when I talked to them yesterday when we talked about interest rates and stuff like that. So on a customer like this, what kind of interest rate will they be looking at?
Well, I mean, there's a few ways to approach this, right? So the first thing is that it really depends on what the customer has to offer. So if a customer wants to come with me, and I guess the question I'd ask you is, are all their restaurants the same name, or are they different names?
No, it's under like a group. So it's different restaurants, but they have it under a group or something.
Okay.
But I think it's something that you can talk to them about. I really don't know. I really didn't get to details. I have a very good relationship with the owner.
Okay. Here's how I'd approach it. So I've done a lot of these deals where these people have all these different groups, and there's really 2 ways to approach it. The first way is to basically say, hey, look, I'll give you 100 or 150 grand. Just get me your application and bank statements. That's probably the wrong way to go about it. The right way to go about it is say, hey, look, this is what I can offer you to help you sell this equipment. Ascentium's a great company. I actually work with them. You'll never hear me say anything bad about them. However, everyone has their limits. And for someone like this, what they might need is a relationship where they can work with someone and basically get unlimited access to capital. So a customer like this, if they basically provide me what I need, which is, you know, their tax returns and their statements, I could probably get them as much money as they need. There's a customer we recently funded. They have, I don't know, like $80 million a year in sales. And, you know, they've come to us for millions of dollars, and it's not my transaction. We keep funding them. So I think the relationship that I could offer them is whatever they need. Once I get all the paperwork, I can get them whatever amount of money they need, and then they never have to keep going. Now, in terms of interest rates, it's going to be really competitive. It's probably going to be, I would tell you, without quoting numbers, 60 months, probably two payments due at signing. But the most important thing that needs to be done here is actually kind of get down to brass tacks, get all their information, and say, hey, look, what are you trying to do now, but what are you trying to do in the next 6 months? Because what's going to happen is every time they apply for a loan, they're going to have their credit ran. If they work with one company, they don't have to keep getting their credit ran. That's the whole advantage.
Okay. I'm gonna send you an email and kind of introduce you to the lady that handles everything. And then I actually have a customer in front of me. Let me know how it goes. Well, you know, just kind of circle back with me. That way I can talk to them as well for you. Okay?
You got it.
All right. Okay. All right. I'll be in touch.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.